RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard Tuesday morning in Richmond, Virginia, on the heels of late night of football. I stay up for both of them. I make it to the finish. Man, that Houston offense is painful to watch. Take out the defensive score. They are in a world of hurt. Well, plenty of Jaden Daniels talk today, of course. Do you sit him? Do you play him? Where does he stand going into... This is kind of the opposite of the last Jaden Daniels discussion, right? You remember last time around is, well, they're going to beat the Raiders. It's just the Raiders. It's just Geno Smith. You don't rush him back. He's at, and I'm hearing the opposite, right, from the junkies, from the callers. Oh, well, you can't beat the Chiefs. They're not going to win anyway. So sit him. You know what that is? That's a loser mentality. I don't think this team has a loser mentality. I think Jaden Daniels needs to play Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll dive into all that. We'll talk about what happened last night in Detroit as the Bucks fell, but are very much still in the playoff chase. The Lions reestablished themselves as a team to beat in the NFC. We got to talk about this tortilla situation, and we will talk about this tortilla situation. Also, Francine the Cat got an endorsement deal. Yeah, we'll tell you all about it. I can see only one place to start, though. I think we need to do a baseball update because it's a Game 7 last night in Toronto. Fire it up.
We interrupt this program to get
baseball at its best.
First pitch pops it up right side of the infield, back into shallow right field. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
Baseball stuff. Vlad Guerrero, senior, great baseball player, final baseball player of note for the Montreal Expos, the team that represented the Quebecois region for so long. That's the third time we've said Quebecois on this show in the last 2 weeks. If we had a nickel for every time we said it, we'd have 15 cents. It's not a lot, but it is kind of weird that we keep saying that word. Vlad Guerrero's kid, now the pride of the Toronto Blue Jays, lifting them to great heights. Blue Jays last night going for their first World Series appearance since 1993. All of which is to say, I think the only way to play this highlight is in French.
Une balle que prise à Springer. La balle est frappée, c'est en direction de champ gauche. À la piste, la vertice pas. Circuit, George Springer.
Sur une jambe et demie, on en parlait. Il va vivre un moment où il va faire la différence malgré le fait qu'il est blessé. Kirk Gibson sort de ce corps. C'est 4-3 pour les Blue Jays. La magie dans le stade.
I caught Blue Jays, George Springer, and Kirk Gibson randomly there. Dad, touch them all, George Springer. 4-3, Blue Jays are going to the World Series. Congrats to the people of Canada. Congrats to the French-speaking people of the world. Finally, French representation in baseball. Long time coming. They're going to lose to the Dodgers. That's all right. They had their moment last night. Big Game 7 win. The Mariners still have never made the World Series. You think about the talent that rolled through there, has rolled through there, is rolling through there, is there right now. That's crazy. Happened in the middle of the Seahawks game, too. They were showing that on all the fans watching on their iPhones there.
That was rough.
In the stadium. Well, their team was winning, though. So they at least got a win out of the night. If you had to pick one, though, I think you would have picked the other one.
I mean,
that's a tough one because you want to, if you had to pick one win, you would pick the game you were not attending.
Right.
Meaning that you were like sad in the stadium, but happy watching your phone TV.
In your heart, yeah.
Happy in your heart, yes. Mm-hmm. Happy for Humpy the Salmon, who heads to the offseason now. Still zero World Series appearances all time.
And he better not be training.
For Humpy the Salmon.
We need him to come back in the 15th inning.
You know what happens at the end of the Salmon run. It's not a great thing for Humpy. Seahawks, big winners last night over Houston. Mike McDonald, we'll be talking about him next week because we got Seahawks Commanders next week. He was, you remember, the emergency backup plan at coach for the Commanders back in the day. This has been whitewashed, sport washed, whatever term we're using these days. They wanted Dan Quinn all along. DQ was their guy. DQ wasn't their guy. Ben Johnson was their guy. Ben Johnson said no on the airplane. It hurt everybody's feelings. They called Mike McDonald because they did like him. He was just their second pick. And they called him like, hey, we changed our mind. Would you be our coach? And he was like, I'm so sorry. I've already agreed with the Seahawks. I'm getting on the plane. Like, but you could not get on the plane. They're like, nah, I'm going to get on the plane. Mike McDonald channeling his inner Dan Campbell to fire up the troops in the locker room after the game.
Come on, guys. We said this game, this game was about death zone football, okay? Our style of ball, having each other's back from the first down to the last down. That is complimentary ball.
Hey, just imagine, man. Imagine when it's all three phases clicking, okay? Imagine, okay?
And we're gonna attack the shit out of it. But that's how we operate, guys. We have each other's backs at all times, no flinch, okay? Freaking mob ties all the way, okay? And that's how you guys operate. I love it, man. This is a hell of a group. You guys are going to be proud of yourselves.
It's all about death zone football. What is death zone football? I don't know, and I'm not sure I want to know.
Ah.
And then he became John Lennon for a minute. Imagine there's no offense. There's no defense.
Wow.
We covered a lot of ground.
That was a roller coaster in 30 seconds.
And then we ended with mob something.
Mob ties?
We went right back. There's no mob in Seattle. Come on now.
It's Seattle.
The salmon mob smuggling the salmon out of the market. They're throwing them. It's in plain sight. They're throwing the salmon. Just look.
We're proud of our mob in Seattle.
It's right there in front of you. Seahawks rolling. 49ers rolling against all odds. How do they keep winning? Nobody knows. It is possible. It is possible. Kyle Shanahan is a good football coach. Hey, put me on the Odyssey Sports Minute. It is possible Kyle Shanahan is actually good at coaching football. Nobody wants to believe that. Nobody has wanted to believe that since 2013 when he was being run out of town here for being Mike Shanahan's kid who doesn't know anything. They want to run him out. His entire career, everybody's wanted to run Kyle Shanahan out of town. It is possible he is a good football coach. Just saying. I don't think Sam Darnold is a great quarterback, but sometimes you just need a good enough quarterback. That is what they need in Seattle right now. He is doing that. Earlier game, Buccaneers and the Lions. Weird moment where the Bucs had a crucial fourth down late in the game. Receiver catches the ball, stretches out, is ruled a first down, is challenged. They come out and say, we're going to see whether he caught it or not. They do the review. He's good. They then go back to do a second review. Refs in the headset, they call him back. Why don't you come back to the monitor? They look again. They rule he's short. Baker Mayfield did not take this well.
Still pretty damn confused about the double review. A lot of things in that game that a little questionable, but a lot of frustration at the end of that. And you might be displaced onto John Hussey in the moment, but I work my ass off and I put a lot into this game. So when things that I don't seem are deemed fair, I'm going to let somebody know. And that's good, bad, and different.
We'll talk about officiating again during Commander's Rewind, because Commander's Rewind is at 11 today. They lost. You're going to listen to it again. That is the deal. The Commanders got screwed by the refs on multiple occasions during Sunday's game. And also, that's not why they lost. Both things can be true. Baker Mayfield and the Bucks got screwed over by the refs. And also, that's not why they lost. Two things can be true at the same time. I still don't understand what replay is. Somebody's just going to have to explain to me sometimes. So, two plays in this game. One, we have the Tampa guy reaching for the first down. And look, if you say this is definitive either way, you're lying. It's millimeters either way, the first down or not the first down. I'm not here to debate whether it was or was. I'm just here to tell you it was stupidly close. I was told replays to correct glaring and obvious errors, not to litigate down to the millimeter. And then Baker Mayfield gets tripped by the Lions guy, who like kicks his foot out, like trips him up. Yeah, there's no flag. We can't review that. We just get to watch it 17 times.
They used up their extra review on the
just get to watch it on TV for 3 minutes straight. Like, well, as you know, Troy, they can't do anything about this. What do you mean they can't do anything about it? We're watching it. What is the role of replay? We'll dive into that in Commander's Rewind as well. We will get back to Commanders, Cowboys, some next day notes, some interesting strategic decisions. We'll also hear London and Bram. We'll talk about Jaden Daniels. A non-update that I'm interpreting as a good update, or choosing to interpret. To me, the only possible update yesterday was a bad update, which would have been Jaden's on IR, see in 4 weeks. It was instead, we're going to see how he progresses. We'll get out on the practice field Thursday. Doesn't mean he'll play. Doesn't mean he won't play. But it's better than Jaden's going to IR. It's a hamstring injury. Those are finicky, man. It's a bad injury to have. I was texting my guy, Awad. Mama Jackson, Regina, Jaden Daniels' mom, is unveiling a fashion line at the Neiman Marcus in Tyson's Corner next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
And I will be first in line.
Look, she can do whatever she wants with her life. Okay, mm-hmm. She's famous. He's famous. They're in the Chunky Soup ad. Do what you want with your life. On Sunday, she tweeted, "Stop calling my kid RG3. Okay?
Yep.
And that was a very reasonable thing for her to tweet, yep. Because we can't just go to worst case scenario every time somebody gets hurt who plays for the Commanders. Mm-hmm. It's not the best look. Right after "don't call my kid RG3 to do a thing that RG3's mom definitely would have done and probably did do back in the day. That's all. She can live her life however she wants. She can be as famous as she wants. But when you do the obvious RG3 parallels in the aftermath of saying "don't call my kid RG3.
No parallels.
It just feels like maybe there are parallels. Just feels like maybe there are parallels. When we come back, we got to get to this tortilla situation. We'll get to the bottom of what's going on at Texas Tech. Dorrance Armstrong out for the season. What does it mean for the Commander's defensive line and the defense as a whole? What do you do to spark this unit? And you heard that commitment yesterday from Dan Quinn. I'm going to look at everything. We're going to do something. What are the things you can legitimately do halfway through the season to spark this defense? We'll talk about that. We're back after this Tuesday morning. Welcome aboard. This is 910 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide. On the free Odyssey app, Commanders Chiefs Monday Night Football. Got the long wait. We'll be doing a Monday pregame show. That's a, you know, Friday, you get excited. It's Football Friday. And then Monday, we'll still be excited. It'll still be Football Monday. We're building up to it. That's all right. We got some time to go. We'll fill that time wisely. Hazel joins me now. Hazel, I pride myself on knowing the world of sports and the world of bits, because I love sports and I really love bits. Like, don't make me pick.
That's your niche.
This is not Sophie's Choice. Don't make me pick. But this one caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Texas Tech football has a tradition where before the game, all the students throw tortillas on the field. That's the sentence.
There's no more.
That's the sentence.
That's it.
There's nothing. There's no and.
There's no quesadillas. It's tortilla only.
Wow, that'd get messy.
It would get very messy.
That'd get very messy.
Very quickly.
I'm sure there's been a game in the rain there. But like, what do you? That's not good.
Surely they don't fly very far in the rain.
The students tear little holes in the middle of the tortilla.
Oh.
To produce additional oomph.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this came to a head on Saturday because my beloved Kansas Jayhawks were in Texas, in Lubbock, Texas, to face... You ever been to Lubbock, Texas?
I have not.
It's hard to get to Lubbock, Texas. Cool. The other thing you need to know about Lubbock, Texas is it is in a dry county. No booze.
Oh.
And it's a college. Mm-hmm. So the county line's about 10 minutes away. And on the county line is a street. And on one side of the street, there's nothing. And on the other side of the street, there are 100 liquor stores.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's what we're working with here. Lubbock, Texas.
100 liquor stores and one tortilla store that's doing very, very well.
The tortilla industry thriving in Lubbock, Texas. Do you sneak a bite before you throw it? I don't know.
You have to bite the middle bit.
Well, they bite the middle bit. They eat the middle bit.
That's a bite.
You might think I will instinctively side with Kansas here because those are my people.
Right.
But I am nothing if not fair. Judge Phillips presiding, I'm nothing if not fair. The Kansas coach, Lance Leipold, was fuming mad after the game and took it out on the Texas Tech coach. When they did the post-game handshake, he's sticking his finger in there and he's yelling at them.
Oh.
Because he got hit by a tortilla.
Hit by a tortilla?
During the tortilla toss.
Oh, no.
Which...
Well, that throws off your whole mojo.
I just want to say that sentence again, Hazel.
Please do.
He got hit by a tortilla.
A tortilla!
During the tortilla toss.
The tortilla toss?
At
duh.
At the football game.
You know, as you do.
As people do. Which has led to the Big 12 Conference revising its rules. Now, up until this point, this had been tolerated as a beloved tradition among the people of Lubbock.
As it should be.
You can throw tortillas at kickoff, and then you got to stop throwing tortillas. No further tortilla tosses after that. And now the Big 12 Conference says, we're getting rid of the tortilla toss. We almost lost a coach out there. This is getting out of hand. Here is Texas Tech Athletic Director Kirby Hokut breaking this down for the fan base.
On Monday, this Monday, so 3 days ago, I got a memo. I, the Big 12 Conference Athletic Directors and Presidents, got a memo from Commissioner Yormark. This was not discussed by the Big 12 Conference or by the Athletics Directors. And the Commissioner, at his discretion, changed the policy going forward. So beginning this week, here is the policy. The first time a tortilla is thrown on the field, there's a PA announcement that's required as a warning. The second time a tortilla is thrown on the field, and they changed it. It's not the field, it's the playing enclosure. So even if it hits the sideline, if it hits behind the end zone, if it's in the playing enclosure, that second strike, it's a 15-yard penalty and a $100,000 fine. So the stakes just got a lot higher, a lot quicker on Saturday afternoon.
The stakes just got higher. And it's not the field. It's the playing enclosure.
Yeah, they expanded that.
Was he consulted on this?
No! No, he was not! The tortilla OG!
The commissioner, at his sole discretion.
Yeah, didn't talk to anybody.
Well, he presumably talked to the Kansas coach who nearly died out there in a tortilla-related incident.
Yeah, people who do not respect the time-honored tortilla tradition.
I mean, you're questionable to return, parentheses, tortilla. The first tortilla is a warning. The second one is $100,000.
And 15 yards! That's crazy. It's affecting the game?
Now, is it 15 yards per tortilla?
Because
this is going to escalate. I mean, you're basically spotting them a touchdown right out of the gate here.
Right.
Is it per tortilla or per tortilla toss?
I think it's per tortilla toss.
If they all throw 10,000 of them at the same time.
You're good.
That's the warning.
That's one tortilla.
But then any rogue actors who miss the memo try to throw a second tortilla.
Injure players.
Or coaches.
No one is safe.
And no one is safe down there. Imagine if they get access to guacamole. We can't.
I mean.
We can't imagine.
I don't think they could play football anymore.
Texas Tech, a beloved tradition on the rocks here. The tortilla toss on Saturday. All because one coach took one tortilla to the face. And it's all over. It's fun for everybody. Here's what I know. I was in college once. You were in college once. The quickest way to ensure that college students continue doing something is to tell them they can't do that thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lock.
I'm so in for this weekend.
What's going to happen Saturday in Lubbock, Texas? I don't know who will win. I don't know who will lose. We do football picks every week. I'm almost always wrong. I'm very bad at knowing what will happen during a football game. But I know one thing, and that is that they will be throwing tortillas on Saturday. Awan actually had a good solution. He said that the key is to make it look like it's something old people do.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
They made Patrick Mahomes weigh in on it.
Oh, really?
Well, he went to Texas Tech. They asked him in his press conference what he thinks of it. And he said he supports Texas Tech, but does not support anything that would be harmful to the team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's, you know.
Okay.
He's got good PR coaching.
Yeah, indeed.
Unlike a certain UNC head coach. It's UVA-UNC. It's the oldest rivalry in the South. It is Bill Belichick against the undefeated UVA Cavaliers. We'll break that down. Friday Night Lights in Blacksburg. Cal coming to Virginia Tech. You'll hear that. 910 The Fan here. High school football will slide over to the 50,000-watt flamethrower. 500,000? 50,000? How many watts? 50.
I think it's 50.
50,000-watt flamethrower, as Gary Hess would say. Tech, Cal, it's not a marquee matchup. It's not what the ACC had in mind when they moved to Friday football. But we'll take it, because football is better than no football. And we will continue this program right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan now
by
at 105. Stubb is questioning why the students would cut a hole in the middle of the tortilla. And his point is, and I'll give this to him, Frisbees don't have holes in the middle.
That is true.
That is true. However, there are, remember the like vortex, you know, those had holes in the middle.
They did. They sure did.
I don't know. We need a fan tortilla toss.
100% we do.
Obviously, is the only way
we're,
this will
end. We're Mythbusters-ing this.
I have a food-related question for you. As you know, sometimes I spring things on you because I want it to be fresh for the show.
I'm ready.
You're an expert in one food and one food only, as far as I know. You might be an expert in other foods.
It don't matter, though.
But there's one that I know about, and that's that's bagels, of course.
That's right.
Richmond Times Dispatch article here. This is from Meredith Lindemann, food and drink writer.
Oh, good.
Nate's Bagels. Do you know about this?
No.
Has added a toaster.
Oh.
This is a big deal.
That's huge.
Nate's Bagels, to this point, has refused to toast their bagels.
And I've respected them for that decision.
That's where I'm at, too. We'll get to that. Headline, Nate's started toasting its bagels. Or did they? Dun-dun-dun. Never. Meredith Lindemann, never prior to moving to Richmond have I encountered a bagel shop that didn't toast its product. All right, hand raised. Like, they don't in New York. That's kind of weird out of the gate here.
So she's never been to New York.
I don't think she's ever been to New York, but that's all right. Then I found Nate's Bagels, which is, in my opinion, arguably the best bagel in Richmond. All right, Southsider here. We're going to fight about it. It's Baltics, but that's all right.
I mean, they definitely did a vote. Baltics was decided.
Nate's is top three, and I'd say top two.
Yes, I would agree.
I don't want to disrespect your previous employer, which is also top three, but I think Nate's is number two.
I think you're right about that. And they didn't have competition for a long time, so the people complaining about the toaster, they said, all right, go kick rocks.
When I saw two separate Instagram posts that Nate had made the leap into toasting, I rejoiced because at last. But I watched as my bagel was put into the conveyor belt and it crept to the other side and out it came to my breakfast table. My first thought, to be honest, it wasn't a great one. It's barely toasted. It tastes barely toasted. It feels totally untoasted. I hate to even write that because I love Nate's in all ways otherwise. Do you toast your bagels?
Yes.
If
and Chewy's gets the complaint out my former employer. They're too toasted.
You over-toast.
Over-toasted.
Well, we need to send Meredith to Chewy's pronto then.
I mean, there's got to be a happy medium somewhere, Baltics.
If you get a fresh bagel, it doesn't need to be toasted.
No.
But if you get an older bagel, it does need to be toasted.
Toast it.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm unclear, though, where we're getting off on this, like, it has to be extra toasted or it doesn't count. That's not, to me, the best bagels are fresh, untoasted.
And I'm going to go crazy here and say I think Meredith may have a personal preference.
I'm picking, her and Jim Nance can hang out. Jim Nance famously likes his toast, like, burned.
Great.
Crisp.
Sure.
Yeah, that's his thing.
If that's how you want to live your life,
it's not how I
want to stop you.
It's not how I want to live my life. She's barely toasted.
Barely toasted.
Barely toasted.
Wow.
I'll be honest. I like shtick. Like, maybe this is the Richmond in me. I haven't been here forever, but I've been here for a minute. Richmond has a lot of places that don't care about the customer, and I kind of love that. I kind of love that for Richmond. Nate's Bagels being like, no, you want your bagel toasted? Pound sand. Like, take it home and do it yourself. That's kind of endearing to me. It's a little like, well, Mama Zeus. You know, Mama Zeus, like, sit down, shut up, we'll bring you pasta.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like that. I think that's the secret sauce that makes Richmond go.
It adds a little something.
We got all these out-of-towners now.
Complaining.
Demanding a toaster in Nate's Bagels. And they're caving. Yeah.
Not very much, though, clearly.
And they get a toaster, and they're still complaining.
Turned it to the lowest setting.
I used to live in a Richmond where nobody complained because if you complained, you were told to shut up.
What's coming to this country?
That's the Richmond idol. That's the Richmond I enjoy. My favorite, you remember Mike Svetitz, who was a sports editor for a minute here. He moved here from Alabama. We went to Mama Zeus, and Mike Barber and I explained to him on the way the concept.
Uh-huh.
It's good food. It's cash only. You don't complain. He sits down, and he's like, kind of rocking back and forth. And the waitress comes over, and he goes, excuse me, my chair is a little wobbly. Can I get a new one?
Oh.
They definitely spit on our food that day.
I mean, you definitely told him not to do that.
So that's
on him.
Explicitly instructed not to do that. Now the customer is always right. Get out of here with that stuff.
This is Richmond.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Absolutely. Mike Barber, who owned a place in Harrisonburg for a minute, a bar in Harrisonburg for a minute. That's just the transition to get you to JMU football, which does not play this weekend because they're on the Tuesday ESPN schedule starting next week. It's not Maction, it's Sunbelchin, whatever we call that. Next Tuesday at Texas State, 8 o'clock, after a thumping of ODU. Their defense has been great all year, keeping them in games, winning games. The offense clicked against a really good team. If they play like that, they're going to be untouchable, and they got a shot at the college football playoff. I'll say that without hyperbole. That said, they have a history of not showing up in these kinds of games. Tuesday night, Texas State, national TV. It's going to be an important one. It's a trap game. Alonzo Barnett's the quarterback. He's the quarterback now. They went from 2-1. It was a good decision for JMU. This was him chatting with the JMU radio team after their win over ODU.
Yeah, that was a tremendous game. You know, all three phases, you know, the defense, they've had our back all season. So it was finally nice to show them, hey, you know, those first games from us were some flukes. That's not who we really are. And like I said last week, it feels like a water balloon about to pop. And even within that, you know, 300 plus on the ground and in the air, there's still more room to grow. Still some things to fix up.
was talking to the coaching staff yesterday for my pregame stuff, and they all felt like this was one of the best weeks of practice you guys had. And you mentioned the water balloon, and they were just like, we all felt like this team was going to start to get that complimentary football, kind of break out. Could you sense it this week in practice the way you guys were working?
Yeah, the guys were competing. And like I said, you know, it takes intentionality, you know, for things to turn around like they've had for us. And, you know, proud as heck of the guys in that room. I know the people that we have in that room are resilient. And they care about each other, so it's starting to show now.
295 passing yards for Alonzo Barnett. Also, 153 on the ground. He was the team's leading rusher. You're going to win a lot of games that way. JMU back in action Tuesday night. We got Friday night football, Virginia Tech hosting Cal. Before, I think we're all the most excited about the Saturday game. It's UVA headed down to Belichick land. And we have a phenomenal chaos situation in the ACC. You know, I love rooting for chaos. The ACC has three teams right now that are undefeated in ACC play. Of course, you know UVA is, because the NC State game was not a conference game. It didn't count. Georgia Tech, of course, beat Clemson, is undefeated in ACC play. SMU is undefeated in ACC play. Where am I going with this? None of the three teams play each other the rest of the way. We could have three undefeated ACC teams at the end of the year, none of which are Miami, which you have to get into the playoffs because they're Miami and they could actually do some damage there. We learned our lesson last year. Kept Miami out on this goofy, like, they didn't play for the ACC championship. We can't let them jump. They have to jump the line this year. Miami's not going to play for the ACC championship. They have to jump the line. They're, you know, like, when that committee sits down, you have to get Miami in the playoffs. And also, you might have three undefeated teams. I am here for this level of chaos. Starts with UVA picking up a win on Saturday down at Chapel Hill. The ACC, did you see this, is in negotiations with the Holiday Bowl, which wants to move its game. San Diego is where the Holiday Bowl is played every year. They proposed moving the Holiday Bowl in future years to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, my goodness!
Yeah. That is the proposal on the table to move the game to Saudi Arabia, which is the biggest downgrade in the history of downgrades for those college kids.
You know, they got the comedians at halftime, though.
They could have the comedians at halftime. Hey, the tennis players were all down there the other
golf
day.
Yeah.
Golfers are down there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's there. Everybody who's anybody. How would you like to spend a week in San Diego? What if, instead of San Diego, we sent you to Dubai? Or where? What's the city in Saudi Arabia? I don't know. Whatever it is.
Sure.
Sure.
Wow.
But none of that's the biggest story in the ACC. That's Bill Belichick. We'll get to that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
All right,
now, fun week ahead. We can turn the page now. Monday night's on the way here. It'll be Commanders Chiefs. I'll be at Arrowhead. That's a home game for me. Grew up going to Chiefs games at Arrowhead Stadium. It's very loud. That's what you need to know about it. Some people say Seattle is the loudest stadium in the league, but nobody will say that in Kansas. That them's fighting words there. The Guinness Book of World Records has spoken on the matter, and it's Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, wow.
I'll hear no further argument on the matter.
All right.
We're going to have a fun night out there, regardless of who plays quarterback, regardless of how it goes. And everybody's a little down right now, and that's okay. But it just takes one. Perk you right back up and say things are possible. Will that one be Monday? Who knows? I'm going to eat some good barbecue either way, is what I know about that. Going to the KUK State football game Saturday. Not a rivalry. That's every time you, oh, a big game. No, it is not a big game.
Why not?
Our rival is Missouri.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
This goes deep, yeah.
There's some history there.
There's some history there. There's some Civil War history. K-State has a rival, too. It's Iowa State. Do you know what it's called when they play? Farmageddon.
Oh, yeah, sure, whatever.
Great name.
Farmageddon.
Great rivalry name. No notes there.
Yeah.
So it'll be a fun weekend, and we'll do the pregame Monday. We'll have some interviews with the Commanders. We'll get you all set. For kickoff, it'll act as kind of the pre-game show before our guys AWOD and Grant and Danny, of course, take over. We'll also have Who's Talking on Monday night. Who's Talking will wrap up the big game on Saturday. Oldest rivalry in the South, UVA, headed down to Chapel Hill to take on Bill Belichick. Pablo Torre is a podcaster, and when he's not breaking up NBA scams, Pablo is obtaining hot mic footage of Jordan Hudson, girlfriend to Bill Belichick. So Bill does two TV shows each week still, even as UNC coach. He is on Inside the NFL, which is like, it's a prestige football show. I'm not sure anybody watches, but it's important to NFL films that they have a prestige football show. He is one of the panelists. He fits that role perfectly. He also does a show with a group called Underdog called Coach. And I've never watched, you've never watched. The NFL films people let him use the set after Inside the NFL to tape Coach. And somehow, hot mic audio of Jordan walking in and providing feedback to the team was leaked to Pablo Torre. She points at the screen, and I'm going to be clear here. It's a crappy graphic. But does that call for Bill Belichick's girlfriend to walk on stage and start telling everybody what to do? You could be the judge of that. I'm intrigued because we've never heard her. Like, you can't picture her voice right now. And this is like the first time we've heard Jordan outside of that little like CBS thing where it's like, we're not going to talk about that. This is her managing the set on Coach.
We'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop. And honestly, this is, you know, something I've done before with, you know, what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop, you know, and we have last week's thing. And then you literally just go back and say, oh, rather than Joe Montana, you just go click, 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 click on the delete button and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this. And you just upload it. You take a screenshot of that screen and then just upload it. And it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his, you know, entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero, you know, real graphic experience. And he has a live website with all of these things on it. It was just a matter of, you know, pressing some things around. It's like, oh, well, if
and
you don't like that, we'll
the
just...
info. Yep. By
right.
Links.
So couldn't we, like, you know, it's pretty elementary. Do something.
I need you to go to Bill Belichick's website right now. It is BillBelichick.com, obviously, because Jordan says she designed Bill Belichick's website herself. And so I need you right now, Hazel, to go visit the official website of Bill Belichick to enjoy the front page here, because this is very strong My Passion is Graphic Design vibes right here. Do you have it up?
I do have it up.
The jaw drop says you have it up.
Oh!
It is a sequence of animated GIFs of famous moments from Bill Belichick's career that all appear to have been pulled from the website Jiffy.
Yes, because they are all labeled that very clearly.
And it doesn't take much skill.
Oh my God. I got no review.
I don't think this story is going to get better anytime soon. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. Also, Pablo Torre reporting that Mike Lombardi, he is the general manager of North Carolina football, the week before the season started, visited with a potential funder in Saudi Arabia. As previously mentioned, they're thinking about moving the Holiday Bowl there.
Mm-hmm.
That North Carolina put out a statement. This is damage control. Take notes. If you ever end up in PR, this is how you do damage control.
All right.
Yes, he went to Saudi Arabia to meet with a potential funder, but it was not the PIF, the group that is funding all the other things.
Oh.
So I guess it's fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Everybody else is fine in Saudi Arabia.
Sure, he went to Saudi Arabia, but he didn't meet with those people. It was other Saudi Arabia rich people. It was other oil sheiks. Why are we making a big deal out of this?
Yeah, calm down.
It's a circus. There's no graceful exit here for anybody. Bill Belichick has to decide if he's going to do another year of this, but college football is a donor-based world. I don't understand how he's going to get any money to buy a team next year. Is anybody in that North Carolina rich booster orbit going to cut this guy a check to buy a team next year?
That's why he's going to Saudi Arabia.
And then it gets worse, right? I think that's a very real possibility of that. And then it gets worse because he doesn't have players now.
Oh.
These players are going to leave.
Uh-huh.
If you can't buy new players, it's not looking good for the old Tar Heels. Now, that said, watch them beat UVA this weekend because, of course, no, I've called this shot. UVA's going undefeated into the Tech game. That's the only possible outcome. So much juice on that game. I am pre-excited for the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I love that game every year. I'm going to triple love that game if a UVA win puts them in the ACC title game. It is the best possible outcome for that football game. Tech got Cal Friday Night Lights in Blacksburg. Whatever. We get so excited for Thursday nights in Blacksburg, Inner Sandman, Metallica, ESPN, Woo! National Television. Friday night, Cal, yeah, whatever. They'll play the game. They'll keep it moving. Sure. Stop playing on Friday nights. It's high school night. Our high school game will move to 1140 WRVA as a result of that. I'm not happy. You're not happy. Nobody's happy. Speaking of people who got paid, Francine the Cat.
Oh, yes.
Has an endorsement deal with Duke's Mayonnaise.
Of course. Yeah, sure.
You go to the Duke's Mayonnaise Instagram.
Richmond.
There is a picture of Francine next to a big bottle of Duke's Mayonnaise.
Is it her size? Is it shaped like her?
No.
Oh.
No, but it's as big as her.
Okay, sure. I'll take it. Yeah.
A cat.
She's a cat. Yeah.
She's a small cat. Who's profiting off of this? We got to follow the money here.
That's very true.
If you know who's profiting off of Francine the Cat.
Is it the Where's Francine Instagram?
Call into our anonymous tip line, which doesn't exist, but you can find me. You know where I am.
No, we have a very public tip line, 833-804-0910.
Don't go on air. Don't jeopardize you. Do not jeopardize you and your family like that. Who is profiting off of Francine the Cat?
I won't ask your name, but I need to know.
Is it Lowe's?
They don't need it.
They're a company.
They don't need it.
They're a company. They don't need it.
Hmm.
Is Lowe's pimping out Francine the Cat?
No, that's just wrong.
For commercials. After taking 2 weeks to find her, I might add. And they put that big old tracking device on her.
Yeah, and they probably didn't even use Adobe Photoshop to make any graphics.
I love calling it Adobe Photoshop. That's maybe the sneaky best part of that. Like, anybody can do that. You just use Adobe Photoshop. Like,
you just click, 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 and then you delete it.
That's the sneaky best part of that. It's not the micromanaging. It's not, I can do this. It's not, I made a website with GIFs on it.
Yeah, going to the website is the sneaky best part, if we're being honest.
No, it's not. It's the use of the full term Adobe Photoshop.
Adobe Photoshop.
Yeah, you just got to use Adobe Photoshop.
You know, click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
Click, click, click. Commanders Rewind. Click, click, click. The Commanders lost. We're going to break it down. We'll make you smarter. I'm not saying you have to enjoy it. I'm not saying I'll enjoy it. We're going to make you smarter, though. Stick around. You're listening to the home of the Commanders, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.